The first lesson, which is also the sermon text from the prophet Isaiah, chapters 25 and 26. On this mountain, the Lord Almighty will prepare a feast of rich food for all peoples, a banquet of aged wine, the best meats, and the finest wines. On this mountain, he will destroy the shroud that enfolds all peoples, the sheet that covers all nations. He will swallow up death forever. The sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove the disgrace of his people from all the earth. The Lord has spoken. In that day they will say, "Surely this is our God. We trusted in him, and he saved us. This is the Lord. We trusted in him. Let us rejoice and be glad in our salvation." The hand of the Lord will rest on this mountain, but Moab will be trampled under him as straw is trampled down in the manure. They will spread out their hands in it as a swimmer spreads out his hands to swim. God will bring down their pride, despite the cleverness of their hands. He will bring down your high fortified walls and lay them low. He will bring them down to the ground, to the very dust. In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. God makes salvation its walls and ramparts. Open the gates that the righteous nation may enter, the nation that keeps faith. You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord is the rock eternal. He humbles those who dwell on high. He lays the lofty city low. He levels it to the ground and casts it down to the dust. The word of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I'd like to make a deal with you today. If you promise not to fall asleep, I would like to ask you to please close your eyes for about the first 80% of the sermon this morning, because I think this is just one of those things that is going to work better if you use the inside of your eyelids as like a movie screen and then use your imagination to try to project what you are hearing. I think it'll work better that way. And then in about 10 or 12 minutes, I'll ask you to open your eyes again and we will wrap the thing up. Does this sound like a deal? Do you promise to at least try not to fall asleep? Okay, we're going to try this. Go ahead, close your eyes, and I'll let you know when you should open them back up again. You are at the bottom of the mountain. And down here, at the bottom of the mountain, it's terrible. At the bottom of the mountain, you hear the sound of people bragging about how strong they are and how they don't need help from anyone but themselves. You hear people bragging about what they have done and what they will do. They are showing off what they have made, boasting about what they will make. They are building walls and fortresses and saying, "We are safe forever. We don't need God. Down here we protect ourselves. We don't need him. We don't want him." Down here, people do what they want to do. They live with no thought for God or his law. So the bottom of the mountain is a godless place, a place of pride and arrogance, a place without God's help and without God's will. It's a terrible place, but here you are, and here you feel comfortable. You do not see this as a terrible place, you just call it home. You're like the rest of them. You are secure in your own strength. You need no one's help. You're glad to go your own way without thought for God's law. Who is God anyway? You don't know him down here. You don't see God at the bottom of the mountain, and you are happy not to. Here, you are building your own city, certain it will stand forever. Here, you dance and play and do whatever you want. This is your home. At the bottom of the mountain. Until you hear a voice that says, "Climb with me. I will take you to the top. It is a better place, better by far." Everything down here at the bottom will someday soon crumble and burn. You need to get out of here. You need to come now. You need to come with me. I will take you to the top. It's better by far. Trust me. And you say, I can't even see the top from here. I don't even know what's up there, and I'm happy here. Leave me alone. But he takes your hand and says, come. I know the way. I will take you to the mountain's top. You will see. It will be better there, better by far, and better forever. As you hear his pleas, your resistance fades away, and you are ready to go. As he leads you up to the summit, your view comes clearer and clearer. Slowly, the boastful cries of those below grow tinny and faint, and slowly, the cities at the bottom turn tiny and faded. Now as you look up, you can see the mountain's top. You can hear sound from up there. You can see a city gleaming. It comes clearer and clearer until you see its glory and hear a celebration. It's loud and it's joyous. The people on the mountaintop are celebrating, singing and rejoicing, but not the way the people at the bottom of the mountain were. Up here, they are not singing and boasting in themselves and their own achievements, but here, they are singing a much different song. Surely this is our God. We trusted in him and he saved us. This is the Lord. We trusted in him. Let us rejoice and be glad in our salvation. You hear their song, and then he says, only the righteous may enter the gates of this city. Only the righteous may live on this mountain. You say, but I know how I lived at the bottom, in my pride, in my disobedience. He says, I gave you trust to follow me. I called you up here, in me. You are righteous, and you can enter. Now these words are for you. Open the gates that the righteous nation may enter. The nation that keeps faith, you will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast, because he trusts in you. He brought you to the mountaintop. He has given you the righteousness you need to enter by trusting in him. So he says, go in. Inside the city on the top of this mountain, you find a feast. A feast of rich food for all peoples, a banquet of aged wine, the best meats and the finest wines. This is a celebration that never ends, because all of the things that could ever ruin the joy in these hearts is gone, nowhere to be found in the city on this mountain. You hear these words ringing in the air. On this mountain, he will destroy the shroud that enfolds all peoples. The sheet that covers all nations, he will swallow up death forever. No one in this city, no one on this mountain, ever dresses for a funeral or attends a wake, because there is no more death. And there's more. The sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove the disgrace of his people from all the earth. The shame of your sin, your arrogance and godlessness here, it's gone. It's forgiven. That's why there's no more death and no more reason to be sad. Sin is gone forever. Death is swallowed up by God himself. As you look around this city on the mountaintop, you see men and women of every color, of every nation, of every language and tribe. People who struggled with every kind of sin at the bottom. Because when the Lord calls people up to this city, he does not discriminate. He calls everyone. All peoples, he says. All nations. From all the earth. This is the Lord who led you up this mountain to himself. To trust in him. To live with him in perfect joy. And he did the same for countless others from the world over. From every age and every place. He has saved them from their proud godlessness at the bottom. He has saved you from it too. You hear the song again. Surely this is our God. We trusted in him and he saved us. This is the Lord. We trusted in him. Let us rejoice and be glad in our salvation. And slowly the most startling truth settles on you. Here you are, in the middle of all the glory in this city. You are enjoying this celebration without a notion of death or sickness or pain. And you brought nothing to this festival. And neither did the other guests. It was all here, provided for you free. And it wasn't even your idea to come. You couldn't even see this from where you stood at the bottom. The Lord himself called you and led you to it, bringing you out of the darkness below with nothing in your own hands. And then you remember the one who brought you up the mountain. While you were still at the bottom, he said, "You need to come. For everything down here, everything built by these proud human hands will crumble." So now you step to the mountain's edge to look down at the bottom, and there you see it, just as he said. All the proud and arrogant, everyone who thought they did not need God, who never followed him to the top of this mountain, crumbling. And you hear more. God will bring down their pride despite the cleverness of their hands. He will bring down your high fortified walls and lay them low. He will bring them down to the ground, to the very dust. Now, he invited them too. He invited everyone to the top of this mountain, but they would not come. So the only thing left for the Lord to do is destroy their arrogance, their pride, their cleverness. And now you see these words fulfilled. He humbles those who dwell on high. He lays the lofty city low. He levels it to the ground and casts it down to the dust. And you know, you deserve to be buried under those crumbling walls with all the rest, but in his grace, he called you up this mountain. In his love, he brought you here to sing with the rest while the world beneath crumbles. Trust in the Lord, for the Lord is the rock eternal, they sing on this mountain. The beauty of this place, the safety of it is eternal. For the Lord, to whom it belongs, is eternal. Now you can open your eyes. Thank you for trying something different. And assuming you stayed awake, thank you for staying awake. The Lord Almighty sent his Son down the mountain into this world. The Son of God came down the mountain, and he came into a world full of pride and arrogance, a world where people say, "We don't need God, we don't want him. We built this world, we take care of ourselves." And into that proud, arrogant world, the Son of God came down the mountain. He came down in perfect humility to call the perishing up the mountain to the eternal city of God. And you never would have listened to him. You never would have gone. You never would have followed him. But he pleaded with you. He said, "You need to come with me. Everything down here is going to crumble. You need to come with me." And he showed you the way to the top of that mountain. He held in front of your eyes his cross, his holy life, his empty tomb, and he took you by the hand and led you to the top of that mountain, to the eternal city of God. And there, you join in a feast, in a celebration that never ends, where every idea of sin and shame and death is gone forever. And from there, you look down and see the destruction of every proud, worldly stronghold, while the Lord's eternal security rests on you forever. Jesus Christ leads us up the mountaintop to the city of God. And while we are here in this world, on this side of eternity, we see that city only through the eyes of faith. But the day comes soon for all of God's people, including you and me, when we will see the glory of that city with our own two eyes, where we will hear those songs in the air with our own ears, where we will smell and taste that banquet for ourselves and feel the hand of the Lord wipe every tear from our eyes. And until that day, we rest secure in the promise that we will enter that city by trusting in the Lord, in the work of his Son. And until that day comes, he holds our hearts peacefully in this promise. Amen.